Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for tuning in today. I have a quick video I want to make because this question comes up a lot. In fact, this has been covered many, many times in many books and many videos by many different people. It's about testing. When your woman tests you, sometimes they'll call them fitness tests or SHIT tests. I want to make sure YouTube doesn't ban me. So when you get fitness test or tested by your woman, what do you do? And do you get mad? Do you get pissed off? Do you get resentful? Do you fight back? Do you retaliate? Do you test her back? There's two types of tests I want to talk about in this video that if you could see these coming, if you understand the clues about what she's doing and why she's doing it, and then you can understand what she needs when she's doing it as opposed to thinking she's coming after you and trying to make you look bad or criticize you, you'll be a leg up on your relationship. She will feel better about your relationship when you pass these tests. And here's the secret. That's the only reason she's testing you. Not to test you to catch you doing something wrong. She's testing you because she wants to feel better about her relationship. When you look at it that way, you go, oh, okay. Well, what are these tests? The first one I call the alignment test. Some people call them congruence tests, but this alignment test is her test to see if you are consistent in your values. Do you do what you say you're going to do? This is as simple as saying, hey, I'll be home at 7:30 and showing up at 7:30. How hard is that? But sometimes you show up at 8, 8:39 and you start with, I was just, well, I don't know. You don't know how hard it worked. You don't understand. I didn't know what blah, 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 blah. An alignment test or congruence test is meant to see if you will do what you say you're going to do. Are you a man of your word? Are you count honorable? Are you dependable? That makes her feel about the relationship when she knows that you are in alignment with your own self-professed values of being a man of your word. Many of us say, I have a value of doing what I say and say what I do, or the opposite, however that goes. And we don't. We say we're that way, but we're not. That's the purpose of the test, to see if you are congruent or in alignment with your own values. And again, it's not to catch you doing something wrong. It is meant to help her feel better about the relationship. The next one I call the commitment test. The commitment test is one, do you give a crap about me? Do you care about my feelings or my needs? So there will be a test like, hey, I wrote in my article recently in my newsletter, are we going to go up and see fireworks? Well, that's her coded language for, I think I'd really like to go up there, but only if you want to go and if you'll help me plan it, because I'm not sure if we could go. You know how ladies talk sometimes. It's kind of wishy-washy. What she was looking for was a commitment to being in the lead, taking charge, having a plan, a commitment to being excited about something. And I almost messed that one up because I was caught off guard. Like, I don't know. It's kind of windy. Do you want to go? So what I should have said is, hell yeah, I haven't seen fireworks in 3 years. I want to go see the fireworks. I'll get a blanket, I'll get the cooler with some ice, you get the drinks you want, and we'll take off in 15 minutes. This is going to be fun. Now, didn't that feel a whole lot better than, I don't know, do you want to go? The commitment test is, am I willing to lead? Do I care about helping her relax? Do I care about being a man with a plan, a commitment to the relationship and to what we're doing as a couple? Partnering with her, do I care? Do I give her a voice in the plan? Do I let her participate? That kind of thing. So I hope those two examples were clear. I wanted to make this a fairly short video so it's actionable to you and understandable and helpful to you. If you want to know more, just go to the website. You can check in on the Men's Roundtable, which is rocking it these days, and come in at a very low monthly cost to join us on 3 times per month in live coaching calls and the Facebook support group. Or if you want a one-on-one call with me or one of my certified coaches, just go to the contact page and fill out an application. We like to have these conversations with you for about an hour or more to dissect what happened last night in your kitchen when the wheels came off, and we help you immediately get tools that you need to make tomorrow a better day. Hope that helps, brother. Have a great day. Bye-bye.